The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, hello, listeners. This is Duncan. I'm just checking in with you. Our next full episode will be July 16. But while I have Jim here, we're going to record a little grunt just to let you know we're still alive and kicking. So, Jim, would you like to say hello to our listeners?
Yeah, we're still here. Unlike Michael Jackson, we still live.
Jim, I thought maybe that would be a good topic for a quick little mini episode.
Oh.
You recently eulogized Jacko on your blog, and I think it was important to you that he died at this moment in history.
It is kind of weird, and I don't want to be cruel about it because, you know, he was a poor man. You know, he had feelings like everybody else and you know, wishes and things that he loved, I'm sure. But he did represent a lot of weird things about us, including especially our tendency to lie to ourselves about who we are, what's happening, and what we're doing. I did notice over the last couple of weeks that whenever they showed a picture of him in the media, it was always one of these pictures from about 1982 before he put himself through this really monstrous transformation that made him look like a, you know, a character from another planet or from a horror movie or something. You know, that's the way that people want to remember him. But it's just amazing how much we're sweeping under the rug, just as we sweep all these things about our current predicament as a nation under the rug, about the damage that we've done to our culture and the bad choices that we've made. So to me, I guess, to sum it up, Michael Jackson sort of represents a lot of the bad choices that America made about itself and its difficulty in telling the truth about it.
Listeners, you can read Jim's, would you call it a eulogy that you wrote? Is there a better word for that?
I don't know, a kind of a memorial.
Is it an epitaph?
Yeah, sort of. I don't know. Is an epitaph something that somebody makes up about you or something that you say about yourself? An obituary is more like it, maybe.
Okay. So, listeners, you can check out Jim's obituary for Michael Jackson on his blog, Kunstler.com/blog, and it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, just scroll back or, you know, work it so that you get back there.
Yeah, and we will be back at you with a full episode July 16.